Good morning to you. Thank you very much for joining us again. And I'll make no apology for repeating that number again. 0330 80 55 55. From the DNR, I set this programme up, what is it, 11 years ago. It's a platform for you. That's the whole DNA of this show. So you need to pick up the phone to me today and tell me how you're feeling about all of this, what way you're going to vote, what your message is to the politicians of Northern Ireland, what way you want them to run this country, how you feel about what's happened yesterday in the Assembly. 0330 80 55 55. It's Stephen Nolan on Twitter. And what we're trying to do as a programme is bring you as much information as we possibly can. And you'll have heard over recent days and weeks, I'm being accused by politicians of having an agenda. Here's my simple agenda. I don't work for them. I work for you. And what I'm trying to do is bring you as much information and new facts as I can. So here's another little bit of new info for you this morning around the RHI scheme. And what we've done is we've posted a graph of this on my Twitter feed at Stephen Nolan. You can see that right now. It's also on our Nolan Show Facebook site. The Economy Minister, Simon Hamilton, has so far said he hasn't been able to provide a geographical breakdown of applications to the RHI scheme across Northern Ireland. And we noted as a show that last week the Irish News asked and were told that the Minister does not hold a geographical breakdown of applications by district council area. Well, we asked the DUP Minister, Simon Hamilton's department, on Friday if we could get a geographical breakdown by district council, and we also asked if we could have a geographical breakdown by postal areas. The department said that they got a request and then we didn't get an answer. Well, we didn't need an answer, or we certainly don't now, because we have it. And we're going to give it to you this morning. We can reveal the full geographical spread of applications to you today so that you can look at them. And this is a geographical spread of applications to the scheme by postcode areas. And it's on our Twitter account at Stephen Nolan right now. Here are the top five areas with the most applications. BT 70, 192 applications from the Dungannon and South Tyrone area. BT 71, 150 applications. Again, that's the Dungannon and South Tyrone area. BT 60, 112 applications, Armagh. BT 44, 90 applications from Ballymena. And the fifth most applied area by postcode, BT 78, 82 applications. And that's Omagh in County Tyrone. Let's just get the reaction for this from a guy that's been, I've admired his work over the course of this RHI scandal. Sam McBride from the newsletter has been bringing a lot of detail to the newsletter readers. Sam, what do you make of this spread that we're bringing this morning?
Good morning, Stephen. I think it's first of all, it's a fresh piece of the jigsaw here. Lots of this is dripping out in bits and pieces, and when we fit them all together, they begin to make sense. And I think it's entirely in line with what we have known to date in terms of the non-domestic aspect of the RHI scheme. The one thing which does strike me about this is that there's a clustering around a handful of areas which have far, far more people there than you would expect claiming under this scheme. Now, this map shows that there are more applications in rural areas. That's entirely in line with what we know, that over half of the applicants were farmers. But there are a handful of areas where it's much, much higher. And one of the things which does strike me about that is that there are many more applications around areas where there are Moy Park factories. So we know that poultry farmers were one of the very significant people who benefited from this scheme to heat their chicken houses, etc. There's a very, very clear line between places like Ballymena, where there is a Moy Park factory, Dungannon. I think three of the top four areas are around those factories. So that may or may not be significant, but certainly this adds quite considerably to the picture that has been emerging over the last 6 or 7 weeks.
And no suggestion, Sam, that Moy Park are doing anything wrong. They saw a government scheme and they were availing of it.
Of course, and the reason which I raised Moy Park there is that last week the finance minister came out and said quite cryptically that his officials had met with Moy Park. He said that they had brought information which had raised new concerns about the scheme, which was not being investigated. We've had no clarity as to what that is. We've had no clarity from either Moy Park or the minister. But there does appear to be some sort of issue there, certainly if we believe what the finance minister is saying. And this certainly adds to the picture that there's a very significant number of people seemingly involved in those regions. That may or may not be significant, but I think this adds to the picture. The second aspect of this, which I think is concerning in a wider aspect, is that this is the sort of basic information which it is clear Stormont is sitting on, is refusing to release. Very legitimate journalistic inquiries, in this case from the Irish News, are really being met with a brick wall. There are FOI requests, which, you know, I have in, which other people have in, which are not being answered within the time limit. Assembly questions have not been answered. And I think that really builds to a picture of Stormont being reluctant for the public to know exactly what's going on here. We've also, of course, had the stalling with the public inquiry.
Because just on that point, Sam, sorry to interrupt, but when the Irish News asked for a breakdown by district council area, I guess the department could have responded to the Irish News and said, look, we don't have it by district council area, but here it is by postal code area, if they had that. But we have it. And that's the point you're making. All the public needs now, especially before an election, the public needs information. The more information they have, the better informed they are about what went on. And I just think, Sam, there's a danger that among all of the noise that there will be around an election, that people would forget what they need to focus on. What are they voting on this time in an election is one of the key questions. We'll come to that in a second or two. The full list of this is on, as I say, our Twitter site. You know, if you go down to the very bottom there, there's one application in Port Stewart, one in Donaghadee, one in Craigavon, four in Port Roush, and it then starts climbing. 67 in Omagh, 67 in Macrofelt, 70 Ballymena, 81 Cookstown, 81 in Ballymoney. Sam, before you go this morning, let me bring you that last point I raised. What are people voting for in this election? Are they voting for how they feel the different parties handled the RHI? Are they voting for who they want to represent them in terms of their orange-green status? Are they voting for the NHS policy of reducing waiting lists? It's going to be very difficult for someone to actually know what they're voting for in this election.
That's right. It's particularly difficult here. It is, of course, always the case that people vote for a myriad of reasons. I think that the executive parties here, the DUP and Sinn Féin, will be very keen to steer this away, either from their record in government, which is obviously pretty brief and pretty halting because it's now fallen apart, but also very specifically, I think, in both of those parties' cases, and for different reasons, they will be trying to steer this away from the RHI scandal. The DUP, obviously, were there at the start. They have very significant responsibility for this, even if they can manage to pass most of that over to the officials, which is not entirely clear yet. Sinn Féin also have known about this for over a year. In that period, about £30 million of our money has gone. It will not be coming back, it would seem. And we still don't have legislation. We still don't have a plan to recoup this money. So I think for different reasons, both of those parties will be quite keen to push this onto the traditional territory and beat the orange-green drums. We've seen that over the last couple of days, certainly. They'll be much more comfortable there. The thing which I suppose neither of them can be sure about is what comes out. We saw that yesterday with fresh allegations coming out in the Assembly chamber. And I think that's something which just they can't be sure about. There's so much information here. And even basic information like this, which ought to have been released a very long time ago, they're sitting on that, and that may well come out.